also known as a WIF. Board meeting to order. I remind everyone to please mute your phone or computer microphone when not speaking, as well as stating your name prior to making a comment on a motion or a second in an action item. Thank you. I'm going to ask each of the WIFIA board members, when I call your name, to respond with here. Is Mark Sansusi there?
Yes, I am.
Great. John Godsley?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. Sean Garland?
I'm present.
John Goodhouse?
Here.
Christine Ackervale?
I'm here.
I probably killed that, sorry.
It's Kristen Ackervale.
With the roll call of WIF committee members and other attendees.
All right, can you all hear me?
Yes.
Yes, I can hear you.
Sorry about that. Let's see, from the city of Beaverton, do we have Chad Lynn? Nope. How about Patrick Eau Claire? David Winship?
Here.
Okay. City of Hillsborough, Nikki Iverson?
Here.
Lee Lindsay? Chris Wilson?
Here. Chris is here.
Eric Hillema? City of Sherwood, Craig Sheldon?
Here.
David Bodway? Rich Sattler? City of Tigard, Brian Rager?
Here.
Jared Eikenson? John Goodrich? Tualatin Valley, Tom Hickman?
I'm here.
Clark Balfour?
Here.
Paul Matthews?
Here.
Justin Carlton? Carrie Pack?
Here.
Pete Boone? Joel Carey?
Here.
City of Wilsonville? Brian Cosgrove? Keith Katko? Delora Kerber? And Willamette Water Supply staff, Dave Kraska?
I'm here, Annette, and I'd also like to note that from the city of Wilsonville, we have Mayor Knapp.
Okay, thank you. Joelle Bennett?
Here.
Lisa Houghton?
Present.
All right, is there anybody that I missed?
This is Chad Lynn from City of Beaverton. I'm joining a few minutes late.
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
Okay. Next, we'll have the general manager's report, Dave Kraska.
Good evening, Chair Doan and commissioners. What's your preference? Would you like to just leave the screen as it is, or if you like, I can share my screen. All I would be sharing would be the agenda packet, if that's of any use. Otherwise, we'll just keep it as is. Any preference? Not hearing any? I think we'll just keep it as is. So if everyone has an agenda packet, they can follow along. Otherwise, if anyone doesn't have the agenda packet, please chime in and I'll share my screen to show it. Let's see. So continuing on with the general manager's report, we spoke, Chair Doan spoke a few minutes ago about remote meetings etiquette. So for remote meetings like this one, it's best practice to follow some basic rules. Please mute your microphone when you're not talking, because the echoes and background noise from open microphones can make it hard to follow a discussion. Also, please identify yourself before you speak. Though we can generally identify people by the sound of their voice, it's important for the record to make sure we know who is speaking. And if somebody other than a board member would like to ask a question or make a comment, please use the chat feature on the software to let the general manager know that you'd like to wait and wait to be acknowledged. Thank you for your patience as we all get used to this this new platform that we have. So as we always do, always have a safety moment. So the weather is getting better. People have more time at home these days, and so people are probably gardening. So a few reminders about safe gardening. First is to wear gloves, because garden gloves can help protect your hands from blisters, fertilizers, pesticides, and all other kinds of things. It's also a good idea to warm up. Most of us aren't used to gardening these days and the physical activity that comes with it. So you should maybe do a little bit of walking around, some stretching for a few minutes just before you really get into it. Number three is to avoid repetitive motions. Repetitive motions like digging, raking, trimming, pruning, any of these sorts of things. If you keep doing them for an extended period, they can wear out your skin, tendons, and nerves. So switch up your tasks every 15 minutes or take breaks. Be careful picking things up. Always lift with your knees. And when lifting, make sure you hold things close to your body, not away from you, to save your back. Block the sun by using sunscreen or other sun protection, like wearing a hat. Be careful about pests in your garden, especially ticks. Wear other protective gear besides gloves when necessary, such as safety goggles, a mask, or ear protection. And then finally, stay hydrated and make sure you have water on hand. So that you don't become dehydrated. Now, continuing on with the general manager's report, we have a raw water facilities update. That project has achieved several significant milestones during the first quarter of this year. The final construction documents were delivered by the design team, and the construction manager general contractor has prepared the first of two guaranteed maximum price proposals. The current GMP proposal is for phase one work, which includes major earthwork, below grade construction, and seismic improvements for the Willamette River water riverbank. We anticipate breaking ground on this project this summer. The raw water facilities project permitting update: submission and review of permit applications continue, and no delays are currently anticipated. To date, the electrical and tree removal permits have been issued. Other permit applications that are pending approval include building, grading, mechanical, public works, and BPA right-of-way permits, as well as the Oregon Health Authority plan review. Discussions with staff of the various agencies indicate that these application reviews will follow normal processes, and the permits are anticipated to all be issued by May 30, 2020. Progress on the operations and curtailments plans. The current fiscal annual work plan includes preparing drafts of the operations plan and the curtailment plan for the WIF. In the last months of the fiscal year, the draft curtailment plan and an annotated outline of the operations plan will be prepared and reviewed by the WIF Operations Committee. We appreciate the continued involvement and assistance provided by the staff from all of the WIF parties in this work. And finally, quarterly financial reports. Task 4C of the annual work plan requires a managing agency to prepare quarterly financial reports and provide them to the WIF board as part of the packet. Attached to this general manager's report is the WIF quarterly financial statement for the period ending March 31, 2020. And that concludes my general manager's report. I'd be glad to take any questions.
Are there any questions?
Commissioner Geisen, yep, none for me.
I'm sorry?
John Godsey, no comments or questions from me.
Anyone else? So, John, did you have questions, or were you just saying you didn't have any questions?
No questions.
Okay.
No questions.
Thank you. Okay, we'll move on to public comment. And this may seem a little superfluous, but I guess we go through it anyway. Public comment is a time set aside for persons wishing to address the board on items on the consent agenda and items not on the agenda. Additional public comment will be invited on agenda items as they are presented. If there is anyone who wishes to comment, each person is limited to 5 minutes unless an extension is granted by the board. Should three or more people testify on the same topic, each person will be limited to 3 minutes. Is there anyone who wishes to comment? Mr. Kraska is monitoring the chat feature for any requests.
Chair Dillon, I have seen no such requests.
Okay, thank you. Moving on to the consent agenda. Consent agenda items are considered to be routine and may be enacted in one motion without separate discussion. Any board member may request that an item be removed by motion for discussion and separate action. Any items requested to be removed from the consent agenda for separate discussion will be considered immediately after the board has approved those items which do not require discussion. Approve the January 27, 2020 meeting minutes. Do I have a motion and a second to approve the consent agenda as presented? Please remember to state your name prior to making the motion and second for this action item.
John Godsey, I move to approve the consent agenda.
Mark Sansusi, I second that.
Okay. It's been moved and seconded. All those in favor signify by saying, why don't we do a roll call here? I think that's what we have to do. So I guess I'll do that. Jim Doan, yes. That was easy. Mark Sansusi?
Yes.
John Godsey?
Yes.
Sean Garland?
Yes.
John Goodhouse?
Yes.
Kristen Ackervale?
Yes.
Okay. The motion passes. Business agenda. Consider adopting resolution WIF 02-20, a resolution approving the 2020-21 annual work plan and budget. Mr. Kraska will present the staff report.
All right. Thank you again, Chair Doan. So as was presented at our last meeting all the way back in January, it seemed like a totally different world today. We presented our process for preparing the annual work plan and budget. It starts with a draft budget that's delivered to the operations and finance committees in December of last year, followed by two meetings to review and comment and revise, and then finally recommended to the management committee. The management committee met on March 26th to review the annual work plan and budget and approve moving it forward to the WIF board for approval, which is in front of you today. The annual work plan is similar to prior years, so not a lot of change there. It's pretty much the same one as we're currently working under, except for a few changes. We are continuing work on their curtailment operations and emergency response plans, and we'll make a lot more progress on them next year. We'll be continuing having an allowance for Willamette River water quality monitoring. And perhaps more significantly, as we discussed at our last meeting, is developing the mission, vision, and values of the WIF commission. And so that'll be a significant undertaking for our next fiscal year. In addition, another major change for this, for the next, the coming fiscal year and the budget for it, is the capital outlay part is up dramatically, as we expect to break ground on the constructing the improvements this summer. And so we're really ramping up the construction effort of this project next summer. We just, as noted in the general manager's report, we just completed negotiations of the guaranteed maximum price for the whole raw water facilities project. And as you'll remember from prior presentations, the WIF elements are a subset of the broader Willamette raw water facilities project. The good news is that the WIF related elements of that project have all come in at or under budget. And the budget that was established in the intergovernmental agreement negotiated some years ago. So really good news for us that we've done well on budgeting that work. And so with that, that concludes my staff report for this agenda item, and I'd be glad to take any questions.
Are there any questions? Hearing none, do I have a motion and a second to adopt resolution WIF 02-20, adopting resolution WIF 02-20, a resolution approving the 2020-2021 annual work plan and budget. Please remember to state your name prior to making the motion and second for this action item.
Mark Sanssouci, I'll make the motion to approve the resolution and the budget, which looks fine to us.
John Godsey, I second the motion.
Okay, motion has been made and seconded. Could do the roll call again. Jim Dome, yes. Mark Sanssouci?
Yes.
John Godsey?
Yes.
Sean Garland?
Yes.
John Goodhouse?
Yes.
Kristen Eckervale?
Yes.
Okay, motion's approved. Motion has passed. Item B, consider adopting resolution WIF 03-20, a resolution approving the 2020-21 board meeting schedule. Mr. Krasko will present the staff report.
All right, thank you again, Chair Doan. So this is a pretty simple one. For the WIF IGA, Article 4.4, we need to establish or adopt a resolution to establish our board meeting calendar. The calendar for the next fiscal year follows our routine of meeting on the last Monday of July, October, January, and April. So really no change here, just setting the calendar for the next fiscal year. And the resolution also has the meetings happening at the same times that they have been happening. So essentially 6 o'clock on those nights. Assuming that we can get together in the future for these meetings, we will get back to having dinner provided for the group here at 5:30. So we'll see how it goes, take it as it comes. But anyways, that's it for this staff report. Glad to take any questions.
Are there any questions? Okay, do I have a motion and a second to adopt resolution WIF 03-20, a resolution approving the FY 2020-21 board meeting schedule? All those in favor, we'll go through a roll call again. Jim Dome, yes. Mark Sanssouci?
I'm afraid I missed the motion and the second. I'll go ahead and make that motion.
Approving the meeting days.
I'll make that motion.
Okay.
I'll second it, John Goodhouse.
Okay. Did I blow that? Never mind.
Yes.
I don't want to know. Okay, now, Jim Doan, aye. Mark Sanssouci?
Yes.
John Godsey?
Yes.
Sean Garland?
Yes.
John Goodhouse?
Yes.
Kristen Ackerville?
Yes.
Okay. Item 5, informational items. Mr. Carey will present the legislative update.
Good evening, Chair Doan and Commissioners. Thanks for being here tonight. So tonight's legislative update will cover a variety of things that have happened over the last couple of months at this point. And just a side note, tonight's update has some more broad updates. Some of you may be aware of this already, given what's been in the news. And we'll try and dive into a few specific things related to what's going on currently. So just in general, a few highlights about the session so far, or excuse me, about this 2020 session this year. It ended on March 5th after what many of you know is a contentious debate related to climate change legislation. Over 100 bills did not pass this session, including key legislation from the House Committee on Water related to cyanotoxin testing and an item that we were supporting. And then lastly, we'll go over some COVID-19 pandemic responses by the governor's office and the legislative assembly. So to recap, on March 5th of this year, the House Speaker and the Senate President ended the 2020 legislative session. Both the House Speaker and the Senate President expressed their disappointment in the walkout held by Republican lawmakers in response to climate change and carbon emission legislation. The Speaker did ask the governor to use her executive order capabilities to enact carbon emission regulations by convening a special session within 30 days. However, the Senate President did not indicate a similar interest in convening a special session. Obviously, we know at this point that didn't happen, and the outcome of this specific item is highly uncertain right now in light of the COVID-19 pandemic. As a result of the walkout and abrupt end to the session, nearly 103 proposed bills did not pass that were ready for floor action in either chamber, along with 17 other bills that would have needed rule suspension to be cleared for vote in either chamber. I bring this up because key among these was legislation supported and crafted by members of the HABS Legislative Work Group. That's an item that the WIF Commission has been updated on over the last year. Unfortunately, that did not pass. That legislation would have added critical backup laboratory equipment for cyanotoxin testing required of public water systems, along with support from the Oregon Health Authority staff to small water systems during a HAB type event. While members of the Joint Committee on Water had requested the HAB's legislative worker continue to work during the interim, it is also unclear at this time whether that will remain the case in light of the COVID-19 pandemic. And while not specifically related to water providers, just for reference, there were 3 House bills that made it to the governor's desk. Maybe a little bit of humor in some of this right now in light of everything going on, but House Bill 4061, which increases the surcharge for cultural license plates, House Bill 4106, Happy Valley Clackamas County Parks annexation legislation, and House Bill 4140, student concussion public education. Since the COVID-19 emergency has taken the full capacity of the governor's office and the legislative assembly, along with our agencies across the state, all outreach efforts and communications beginning in late March have been focused in this area. So members of multiple water and wastewater membership organizations, such as OWAC, the Oregon Water Utility Council, the Oregon Cities, and the Association of Clean Water Agencies, combined efforts in order to communicate critical information and needs to lawmakers and the governor's office during the beginning of this emergency situation. Chief among these has been highlighting the role that these agencies play in protecting and maintaining public health during a pandemic. At an April 6th conference call with the governor's office staff, several items were shared of critical importance. Some of those items included informing the governor's office that water providers across the state had suspended shutoffs and late fees in order to allow customers access to water and wastewater during this critical time. We made it clear that a statewide executive order banning shutoffs has considerable consequences for water and wastewater utility operations, highlighting that if such measures were enacted, it must be tied to a timeline and, crucially, financial support for water and wastewater utilities, essentially making sure bonds and other debt obligations continue to be paid, for example. We shared that utilities are currently reviewing rate revenue issues and expected budget impacts, related to residential users, commercial, industrial, and the noted reduction in demand. And also highlighted the fact that the full extent of the situation and economic impacts are just now beginning. We also highlighted water and wastewater utilities, what we are doing in, as far as implementing measures to adjust operations to make sure that we're able to maintain healthy workforces and subsequently critical operations. We requested considerations for regulatory flexibilities, we'll call it, to prioritize services to customers while maintaining public health and safety. And we discussed issues of rate relief for customers and suggested setting up programs similar to other energy sectors. And last, we continue to stress the criticality of non-flushable wipes messaging during the crisis to avoid wastewater system failures. For those of us that do have wastewater systems, I think that's obviously been an issue that's come up as more and more people are at home, and we'll call it the toilet paper crisis of 2020. So again, all those were items that we did have a frank discussion with the governor's office and the staff. We expressed that we hope this was the first conversation of several with the governor's office moving forward. The primary goals were engagement to provide accurate, timely information and updates as the state was making decisions, and advocating for crucial financial assistance for this sector as the economic impacts come into focus in the coming weeks and months. We did provide an attachment to the staff report about a letter that went out on March 24th to the legislative members of the Joint Special Committee on Coronavirus. That initial letter was a precursor to this conversation on April 6th. At the time of the writing of this, that letter was not available, but the same coalition did draft and submit a letter as a follow-up conversation to the specific items mentioned above, which we will be sure to share during the next staff report. So all those things have been ongoing over the last 2 months. With that, I am happy to take any questions from commission members.
Are there any questions? Thank you, Joel. Moving on to item 5B. The next meeting is on July 27th, 2020 at the 12th and at the TVWD District Boardroom, hopefully. Either that or we'll do it the same way. There are no communications or non-agenda items. There being no further business before the Board of Commissioners, this meeting is adjourned. Thank you very much for your attendance. And sorry we didn't give you cookies.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Everybody.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.